I mean, literally spoon-fed me language on how to communicate differently, from everyone to my husband, my children, the medical insurance companies. I mean, you name it. They have spoon-fed me how to communicate differently so that I don't have to use that as a communication tool anymore. And like, I just didn't understand why I had these really horrible relationships. Like, I just didn't get it, right? And so another big thing that was mine is I was always demanding more than my fair share. Always. So like I told you, I was a single parent, and I started this small business, and I didn't put money aside for taxes, right? I'm living paycheck to paycheck, and I didn't do that for a couple of years, and then, you know, I started getting a little score. Of course, I didn't tell anybody that. I just did it, because I am the knower of all things. And so I find myself in this situation, and I really believe the IRS should cut me a break. Like, I really believe. Like, I'm a single parent out here, busting my back here. Like, I know I started this business, and there's this thing called small business taxes, but you should just be grateful I'm not living off the state. And you should cut me a break. Like, I'm always demanding more than my fair share, right? But, like, especially around safety, right? I really believed it was your job to tiptoe around my childhood. I, like, for years into sobriety, I'm going to give you a quick example of that. And so I'm married to the most amazing man in the whole wide world. I mean, you know, you're all pretty amazing too, but he's fabulous. And he's my fourth husband, all of them in sobriety. That's for a different talk, right? So if you have relationship issues, I got you covered, right? But it's part of our human, our English American vernacular, like you're doing the chores and, hey, do you want to vacuum the living room, and I'll start in the kitchen, right? Well, in the house that I grew up in, if my dad said, hey, you want to take out the trash, that was not what my dad was asking, because I would usually be like, yeah, no, I don't really want to take out the trash. And man, I got a whipping more times than I can tell you. And so when my husband today says something like, hey, you want to take out the trash, if I'm not spiritually fit, all bets are off, right? But I didn't know until I did this inventory process and I saw what was in my fourth column that that's mine. It's not his job to tiptoe around my childhood. It's not your job to tiptoe around my childhood. It's my job to go get recovery from that. And I get recovery by seeking outside help where appropriate and doing that hand in hand with my sponsor and the 12 steps. And I get recovery by doing this work and inviting this power bigger than me in a way that's very specific. And I say recovery specifically, my grand sponsor, Rena, I've gotten really close to her over the last couple of years, and we talk about the difference between relief and recovery. And I want recovery. I can get relief going to a meeting. I can get relief calling a girlfriend, but I want recovery. I want that psychic change that Dr. Silkworth and Dr. Young talked about. And I get that by doing, pen to paper, doing this work. So, unrealistic demands on myself and others. Yeah, that's a given. We're just going to skip that one. We're going to skip that one. Oh, this is a good one. I am always dragging the past into the present. I am always forever dragging the past into the present. And several of our speakers have talked about being right here, right now. And that's something that I never did. It was all over my fourth column. I blamed everything on my dad. Every bad decision I made as adult, that first husband that cheated on me, yep, that was my dad's fault. That car loan that I signed that I actually really couldn't have afforded in the first place, yep, that was my fault. I'm here to bear witness, it was not my dad's fault. None of those things were my dad's fault. I, as a grown adult, made those decisions. Those were my responsibility. It wasn't anyone else's responsibility. And so when I was living in these things, in these character defects, right, I was irritable. I was cranky, you know, which is like the B word, right? It says in our book that we are humorless, right? I am an alcoholic woman. Man, I am intense. I am intense. And if I don't want to smile, there's nothing you can do or say. I am not going to smile. I am going to be bitter, and I am going to ooze it all over you.